And with more people moving in here, I'll say we got 6 times as many people as we had in here before World War II, don't you?
Oh, yes. How do people feel about things like Cherokee Village?
Well, I think they all appreciate it. It's brought more business to the community, more money in the community. I think the majority of them appreciate it. Every now and then you hear an old-timer that kicks up a little bit about it, but most people, I think, appreciate it.
When I was coming down here, I was told this area is known as
Town. How come? Well,
my first husband was and his granddad donated the land to build.
There used to be a schoolhouse right over here called Town Schoolhouse.
And he donated the land for that schoolhouse. That's what they called Town. Well, he owned a considerable amount of land right around here, which he divided up between his children and his older years. Well, the land was homesteaded by his dad. And, you know, it's just been a community of from a way back.
That's why I met so many up
here. Well, there's not near as many now as there used to be.
The one that lives up here on this side of the road there, west across from Neola's dress shop, that's one of the old ones. The only one, I guess, there are left.
Sure, Sally's.
Is another one, the old heirs.
Yeah.
And this guy's father is the one that owned all this through here to start with.
Is J.W. West's son?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This was J.W.'s grandfather that used to own all this land through here.
Also my husband's grandfather. Mm-hmm.
She is Neola's stepdaughter, daughter-in-law.
Neola was my
husband's
stepmother.
That reminds me, I was going to ask you something the other day. When Neola came back here from Tennessee, do you remember if she talked any different after being gone those 10 years or so?
I really didn't know her that well at that time. We were just children, and we lived about 6 miles further on down south, and 6 miles was a lot of distance when you didn't have any way to go on and just a walk or in a wagon, and I wasn't around Neola that much. I really don't know.
Well, not long after they came back.
I've knew Neola since she was about 12, 14 years old, been around her a lot.
They hired her. My husband's granddad's mother was still living. We always called her old grandmother. She was up in her 90s, and they had to hire a girl to stay with them, you know, to wait on her, because they were both getting up in years. And they hired Natalie when she first came back here, as she was just a kid then, but she could cook and wash, which was a tub and rug board then. It wasn't a washing machine like we have now. And she took care of, we called her old grandmother until she died at the age of 97. And then shortly after that, while her and my husband's dad married, she was 16 and he was 40 when they met. Mm-hmm. But they had a very, very, very good life together. She had 3 girls.
He had 2. Your husband and 1 other son by a former marriage, so.
People seem to live a long time in this community. People seem to live a long time in this community.
Well, it does seem that way, according to some other places. Some families, I think, are inclined to live longer.
True, yeah.
Well, I think we have a lot of fresh air and stuff here that they don't have everywhere. We don't have as much pollution here as they do in a lot of places. The air is not polluted up.